Well, Bryden, welcome to Britain. What do you make of our summertime?
It's been a bit different over the past couple of days with the snow about, a lot different to where I'm back from. So I'd say it's a tad cold, but getting used to it.
Have you seen cricket being played in snowy conditions before? Have you even seen snow when you've been at a cricket ground before?
No, this is my first time seeing snow at a cricket ground. I was lucky enough to see snow just before Christmas last year when I went back home. But it's something you don't expect to see on day three of a championship game.
Now, this is your second match for Durham in the county championship this year. So far, you've been playing without a number on your back, but yesterday came news that you've been given a development contract. And with that, I understand, comes a squad number as well. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct. So I'm getting my squad number this week, and my squad number is going to be 99. So looking forward to getting that on the back of my back.
Why 99? We were discussing this in the press room a few moments ago, wondering if maybe that was your favourite ice cream or something like that.
No. It's just, to be fair, it's the first number that came into my head, and a couple of the lads in the changing room have given me a bit of grief about it, but I think I'm just going to stick to what I feel will look good on the back of my back.
At the age of 20, it's clearly not the year you were born in or anything like that.
No, definitely not. That would be 95. I was looking at possibly 31, but I just think two big nines on my back will look good.
So tell us about your development and how you've come through the ranks here, because you were with Durham last year. You played for the seconds and I think the academy as well, didn't you?
Yes, I signed an academy contract last year and managed to break into the second team quite early on in the season, but just unfortunately through injury, I'd say halfway through the season, that cut my season short, so a bit unfortunate that I couldn't push on.
And how did Durham discover you in the first place?
I came over to England in 2014 to play a season of club cricket for Burnmoor, and I did all right in the league and I managed to get an opportunity to come on trial at Durham. And that's where I played a couple of academy games that year and then managed to sign a contract back then.
So you're not very far from where you first started then, because Burnmoor was only about 2 or 3 miles up the hill from here.
Yes, no, just up the road. So I knew a couple of the Durham lads before even coming to Durham. So it's always good to know a few people before you come into the setup.
Yeah. And I would imagine you've got some cricketing friends in this area now as well with the Burnmoor links.
Yes, no, I'm still in touch with the Burnmoor lads. It's a great set of lads. They really did help me, not only on the cricket field, but just learning, I'd say, the English lifestyle. So I'm still in contact with a lot of them.
Now, you've got this development contract for this year. It's a big year for you, isn't it? It's your first real serious year as a professional player.
Yes, my first year like in the professional squad. So like I say, I'm just hoping to continue doing what I'm doing at the minute and just keep putting out performances that guarantee me a place in the first team.
It's been a big start to the season for you. You played against the University, then you've played in the opening two county championship matches. Sadly, Durham have already lost 3 days out of 7 so far. There's a bit of a sort of truncated feel to the start of this season already, isn't it?
Yes, it's very frustrating because I think in the last two championship games, we've got ourselves into good positions as a team. And to lose that many number of days already, it's a bit frustrating, but I suppose there's nothing you can do and just got to hope that tomorrow the weather's all right.
And news of your contract here has reached back home, because your club cricket side over there contacted us via Twitter yesterday and they were telling us all about your club cricket there. Tell us a little bit about what you've done in South Africa.
I've been part of Union Cricket Club back in Port Elizabeth for the past 2.5 years. Also an awesome bunch of lads, mixed age group as well. So it's actually funny enough, I've just heard now from you that they've been in contact with you. So it's good to see that they're also showing interest in my development.
Now, Keaton Jennings, who is also from South Africa, has sworn his allegiance to the British flag in the belief that maybe one day he might get a call-up from England. Is there any discussion on your part yet as to what might lie ahead regards there?
I'm busy actually doing my days now to qualify to become English. So this is my second year of doing 260 days a year in the country. So another 3 years and then hopefully I can get that British passport and potentially hopefully play for England one day if I'm good enough.